What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the First Team All-Pro Podcast. It's been nearly a month since the last episode. I know I haven't been able to get around to producing this episode because I'm going to be honest, like after the Super Bowl, which I'll get into it in a little bit because, you know, the last episode I made, I highlighted the NFC divisional round games and then I gave previews of the AFC and NFC championship matches. And after that, I just haven't been able to get around to it, you know, with the Super Bowl coming to a close and the MLB still in a lockout, there really hasn't been much to talk about. Like, you know, I could be like, you know, talk about the NBA. Actually, yeah, that's actually going to be one of the, topics of discussion. I'll be talking about the NBA All-Star game because that took place this past week. Specifically, I'll be focusing on the dunk contest. I'll be talking about that. I'll be giving my recap of the Super Bowl, which, if you didn't see it, spoiler alert, or if you've been living under a rock, spoiler alert, Rams won. And we'll get right into that in a little bit. The MLB, still in the lockout. They've delayed spring training. And opening day is supposed to be, I believe, March 31st. So, yeah, things are not really looking good. Things are not really looking good. And to be honest, I've been watching college baseball. I mean, with the lockout going on, spring training being delayed, the one thing I've been looking forward to is, you know, Now I have to watch. I have to watch college baseball, and to be honest, I'd rather watch college baseball than no baseball at all, because college baseball is actually pretty fun. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, if you haven't got onto the wave of watching college baseball, especially during this lockout, especially during the MLB lockout, do it. I highly recommend it. The games are incredibly entertaining, and yeah. But again, I don't get a whole lot of channels where, you know, I can watch every single college baseball game. I'm sure I have to buy like ESPN Plus to even do that. But either way, the games that do come on when I'm able to watch, very entertaining games. So, you know, if the lockout continues, I'm going to continue watching college baseball. And I think that might be a new thing to add to this podcast. Might have to cover some college baseball. At least cover the highlights of some games and eventually cover, you know, the College World Series when it gets to that point. But anyway, let's hop right into the NFL. Let's talk about the Super Bowl. Again, I'm sorry I didn't make an episode to discuss the, to recap the AFC and NFC championship games. But we all know what happened. Bengals beat the Chiefs in the AFC title game, thanks to a huge game-winning field goal by Evan McPherson. And then the Rams, yeah, they managed to pull one out. I believe it was against the Buccaneers. Yeah, it was against the Buccaneers, if I'm not mistaken. No, it was the 49ers. Wow, okay, yeah. It was the 49ers. Yeah, so the Rams pulled it out against the 49ers. Man, it's just been like, it's been so long since I watched football. And it's only been like 3 weeks. 3 or 2 weeks. But yeah, it was the Rams beat the Buccaneers in the divisional round, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, Rams beat the Buccaneers and Tom Brady in the divisional round, and then they ended up beating the 49ers, who ended up beating the Cowboys. The 49ers who ended up beating the Cowboys in the divisional round, which is always entertaining to see the Cowboys choke in the playoffs. It's always entertaining, but anyway, and then the Rams and Bengals, in the Super Bowl in LA, which makes, I get it. Like, you know, they're playing in SoFi Stadium, but why the Rams weren't the home team makes literally just no sense for me. Makes no sense to me at all. But in a way, it kind of does, because from when I was watching that Super Bowl, it seemed like there were more Bengals fans in the building than there were Rams fans. I don't know. Yeah, at least that's what I got from hearing the cheers out of the crowd. But anyway, yeah, it was a close game. For the most part, it was a really tight-knit game. I mean, final score was 23-20. I mean, that's all you need to know. But, you know, the Bengals got off to, you know, they were trailing at the end of the first half. They were only trailing by 3 points. It was a very tight-knit game. Mostly a defensive, it was basically a defensive oriented game. And then, you know, in the third quarter, the Bengals got 10 unanswered points. But once it got to the fourth quarter, it was a disaster. The Bengals O-line completely collapsed. I think Joe Burrow got sacked, I think like 9 different times in that game. I want to check. Let me see. Let's see. He definitely got sacked a lot. Yeah, Von Miller had 2 sacks. Aaron Donald had 2 sacks. So that's 4 sacks. Leonard Floyd had a sack. Ashawn Robinson had a sack. Ernest Jones had a sack. So he got sacked 7 different times in that game. That just goes to show you how bad that O-line is. And you know, Joe Burrow played very well, like 22 for 33, 263 passing yards and a touchdown, no interceptions. But it was an absolute disaster for the Bengals O-line. When it came to protecting Joe Burrow, the Bengals just couldn't get it done. But, yeah, and, you know, the Rams are Super Bowl champions. Matt Stafford, after 13 seasons, has finally got the trophy that has eluded him his whole career. He finally is a Super Bowl champion, finally got the Lombardi trophy. So that's a feel-good moment right there. Seeing Matt Stafford finally get his moment, it really does warm my heart. Like, I wanted, like, because, like, I followed his whole career. Like, I've seen his situation in Detroit. It just wasn't good. In fact, it was ugly. He had, like, no one to help him out throughout his entire career. I mean, with the exception of course, probably one of the best wide receivers this generation has ever seen in Calvin Johnson. But other than that, it was just those two. I mean, he really didn't have any help around them. And the fact that he finally gets his moment, he finally got the Lombardi trophy, I'm so happy for the man. And of course, before we continue this discussion, of course, Cooper Kupp won the Super Bowl MVP. And let's be honest, that was the guy the Bengals defense needed to stop. Like, because Odell Beckham Jr. got hurt, which didn't help, at all for the Rams case, because things looked pretty bleak. Like, if you were watching that game as a Rams fan and you saw Odell go down and not return, things were looking pretty bleak. And then you realize you still got Cooper Kupp. And Cooper Kupp tore it up in the final couple of drives the Rams had in the game that ultimately led to their game-winning touchdown, which, if I'm not mistaken, Cooper Kupp had that game-winning touchdown. So, and, you know, he balled. He balled out. Like, he made big catches when he needed to. And the thing is with the whole Odell Beckham Jr. injury, like, He played a huge role in that game too. Like, say what you want about him leaving the game early with the injury, but he scored the first touchdown of the game. He made some pretty big catches when he was playing. So, and that's another feel good story, because for me as a Giants fan, that one hits home. Like, you know, he was arguably my favorite wide receiver on the team back when he was on the Giants. And you know, those electric catches he made, what seems like every game of the season, and of course that one-handed catch against Dallas. you know, it's another feel-good moment. And I'm happy to see Odell Beckham Jr. finally get his moment. Although I really wish he was with the Giants, but what are you going to do? But anyway, to continue with more NFL, yeah, I don't know if I talked about it. Actually, I think I mentioned Tom Brady retiring. I just wanna double check real quick. Let's see. No, actually I didn't. The last episode it was up for debate whether or not Tom Brady was retiring, but yeah. So it's finally official. You know, Tom Brady has officially called it a career. And I'm going to be honest with you. We're never going to see a guy like Tom Brady ever again. Like, my generation, we were like, and again, I did not like the New England Patriots. I still don't like the New England Patriots. But what Tom Brady did for that franchise, you just have to respect it. Like, our generation, like, my generation, and I know a lot of other generations were spoiled with some elite talent at QB, but my generation, like the late 90s, early 2000s kids, like, we were spoiled. We had Ben Roethlisberger, Phil Rivers, Drew Brees, a little bit of Brett Favre, a little bit of Kurt Warner. Let's see, what else? Aaron Rodgers, of course, Peyton Manning, and of course, Eli Manning, Philip Rivers, if I didn't mention it before, and most, if not all of them are retired with the exception of Aaron Rodgers. Like, Aaron Rodgers is the last QB from my generation. Like, it's crazy to even think about. And if anyone's been paying attention, Aaron Rodgers might be leaving Green Bay from what he posted on social media with his thanking all his teammates, basically thanking everyone who's helped him along the way in Green Bay and so on and so forth. So it looks like Aaron Rodgers might be leaving Green Bay. But aside from that, like, he is now the last quarterback of my generation. Like, that's just crazy to think about. Because, you know, I grew up seeing, you know, Eli, Drew Brees, and all these guys. Like, I saw Peyton win two Super Bowls, one with the Colts and one with the Broncos. I saw, of course, you know, Tom Brady dominate for two-plus decades, or what seems like two-plus decades. He just doesn't stop. Like, say what you want. Like, he could still perform. Like, at his age right now, he could still sling the ball. He's proven it. Like, and, like, you know, of course, I saw Eli win two Super Bowls. I saw my guy Eli create, you know, the two greatest moments of my life as a Giants fan, seeing those two Super Bowl wins. And of course, you know, Drew Brees and then Aaron Rodgers each winning Super Bowls, you know. And, you know, I saw Big Ben win multiple Super Bowls. And it's just completely weird that, you know, basically they're all those QBs from my generation are gone, are basically gone now. They're basically retired. You know, we're just waiting on Aaron Rodgers, but I think he's still got more gas in the tank. I think once he wins another Super Bowl, then he'll probably call it. I don't know. But yeah, but, you know, it was never fun having to see Tom Brady and the Patriots dominate nearly every year. But you're just never going to see a quarterback of his talent again. Like, every time you thought the Patriots were down and out, like when they would miss the playoffs, like on rare occasions, or get bounced out of the playoffs in the, like, first round, Tom Brady would always come back and deliver. Like, going back to Tom Brady's final season in New England, when they lost to Tennessee, he goes to Tampa Bay. What happens in his first season in Tampa Bay? He goes on to win the Super Bowl. Like, that's just nuts. Like, to, you know, think like, oh, it's over. Tom Brady's not winning another Super Bowl. And then he just absolutely destroys every team in his path to get a seventh ring. And, you know, the records he's set, you know, the achievements he's had, like, you're never going to see another quarterback like him ever again. Like, at least for right now. Like, there's just, and he's earned every bit of it. Every accomplishment, all the Super Bowls, he's earned it. And, you know, it honestly kind of is a sad, it really is sad. Like, knowing one of the last QBs of my generation, like, of the generation, you know, my generation of the, you know, the QBs we grew up watching is now retired. Again, it's still crazy. But, anyway, yeah, so, Tom, if you're listening to this, which you're probably not, I'm going to be honest, you're probably enjoying retirement, as you should, you've earned it. Thank you for all you've done for the game of football. Like, the game will not be the same without you. It won't. So, enjoy retirement. But, anyway, so that's it for the NFL. We're done talking about that for a bit until training camp begins. But, let's finish on the NBA. The NBA All-Star game happened, NBA All-Star weekend, I should say. And then I'm just going to conclude on the dunk contest. I'm not even going to highlight the All-Star game. Actually, I am going to highlight the All-Star game. Team LeBron won as per usual. We all knew that was happening. LeBron, and it was only fitting that LeBron was the one to hit the game-winning shot in Cleveland. I mean, it was only fitting that in Cleveland in the All-Star game, you know, the greatest Cavalier of all time and probably the greatest player of all time. Who knows? I mean, that's up for that's obviously still up for debate. But it's only fitting that the king hits that shot. It was only fitting. And Steph Curry had like 50 points too, if I'm not mistaken. I think he broke like the All-Star game record for like three-pointers too, if I'm not mistaken. That was interesting to note. But, yeah. And, you know, Steph Curry claimed All-Star game MVP. So, I mean, the All-Star game was pretty fun to watch, but the dunk contest, man, oh my God, that was awful. That was brutal. When you have multiple NBA legends, like, talking about it in a negative fashion, you know you're doing something wrong. Like, the NBA dunk contest, like, it's nowhere near as electric as it is now, and to be honest with you, I almost kind of want to scrap it. I almost kind of want the game scrapped, the dunk contest scrapped, because, you know, without Zach LaVine or Aaron Gordon, it's not entertaining. If you've watched those dunk contests with Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon, you know what I'm talking about, because every dunk they've had in that dunk contest when they're facing off against each other has always been some of the best dunks I've ever seen. Like, they always one-up each other, and they take it to new heights. That's what made that dunk contest so special for so many years, that, you know, whoever was in it, all the different contestants, would take it to new heights. They would take their dunks to new heights. Nowadays, I'm sorry. Like, just scrap, after this one, just scrap the dunk contest altogether. That was honestly boring. And if I'm not mistaken, Shaq also tweeted something on it. Shaq was basically slandering the dunk contest. I'm pretty sure Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was walking out. I think there was a photo of him walking out from the dunk contest early. Because, you know, it wasn't, or at least going to get like food or drink or something, because the dunk contest was so boring. Like, when you have all those legends, when you have the legend, when you're performing in front of the legends and you're not meeting their criteria, you know it's not going to be good. Like, you know it's not good when the NBA legends aren't having it. And to be honest with you, I'm sorry. Like, they need Aaron Gordon, Zach LaVine. If you're hearing this, please come back to the dunk contest. Please. This was hands down the worst dunk contest of all time. But yeah, well, what are you going to do? Hopefully it's not like this next year, or I just won't be watching. Gonna be honest with you. Yeah. So that's about it. Now, that's what I really wanted to get around to. I mean, nothing else to really talk about other than the fact that I'm going to my first New York Rangers game on Thursday. So I'll be giving live updates there. Yeah, I'll be going. It'll be my first time in MSG. It's going to be a great game, too. It's going to be the New York Rangers versus the Capitals. That's going to be a good game. So I'm very much looking forward to that. But other than that, this has been episode 35. This has been your host, LT Nasty. And I'm out. Peace.